Welcome to the Executive Strategist Podcast. This podcast is read by Eric Douglas and brought to you by LeadingResources.com.
This podcast is on the topic of how to sharpen focus and why it matters. Why do some companies regularly fail to accomplish their most important priorities? Often the answer is that they've failed to sharpen the focus. There are simply too many goals, too many initiatives, and too many things that battle for attention. When this occurs, what I call goal fatigue sets in, and people tend to revert to doing what they've always done, and the new initiatives, the important priorities, take a back seat. To combat goal fatigue, effective leaders and managers regularly sharpen the organization's focus by using the following strategies. The first is just simply start with a vision and sharpen your vision. Priorities are driven by a clear vision of success for a given time period. The senior leadership team should work together, discuss alternative visions, and get clear on what success will look like. Will we have expanded market share by 15% in the next 2 years? Will we have brought one new product to market? Will we have raised the profile of the organization for a key audience? As you hone your goals, keep asking whether the vision is still too broad or too fuzzy. In most cases, 3 to 5 major initiatives are about all that an organization can handle at one time. If you've got more than that, consider whether you've sharpened the focus enough. Keep adjusting your goals to make sure they're achievable and measurable. So the next strategy is to communicate that focus. Get all employees on the same page by communicating the vision and related goals to the entire company. Convey that the senior leadership team is committed to achieving the goals and that all employees need to be part of the effort. Senior leaders need to communicate priorities in their own meetings. They need to stand together in all staff meetings, showing symbolically that all the senior leadership is on the same page in terms of what those priorities are. Explain that the benefits are significant and that everyone shares the risk of staying where you are, of the status quo. Make sure there's sufficient investment in planning so that every division of the company can discuss its role. In cases where the goals require cross-division collaboration, make sure the leaders of those divisions are held accountable for developing joint plans and following through. And as the plans are developed, make sure to let all the affected employees know what's in the plan and how they'll be expected to contribute. One CEO we work with has a daily podcast in which he simply updates people throughout the organization on the latest and greatest achievements through the planning process that he instituted. So by simple things like that, V-blogs, podcasts, etc., the senior leadership of the organization can communicate the focus. Develop a scorecard. There are 3 ways to measure performance at the executive level. You can measure the results, for example, share price or customer satisfaction or market share. You can measure outputs, for example, productivity or worker satisfaction. And you can measure the completion of major initiatives, for example, the rolling out of a new product. While each means of scoring will be different, all scorecards should be written down and broadly shared with a system in place to keep monitoring the scorecard and updating the scorecard. A scorecard gives senior leaders a way to be crisp about what success looks like, plus a way to measure progress. But a scorecard is worthless unless the senior leadership team regularly gets together to talk about the results and determine what's on course and what's not. Senior leaders should share the results in the scorecard with all affected managers and staff. If you want a highly engaged and motivated workforce with a sharp focus, you've got to commit to high levels of honest communication and information sharing.
Thanks for listening. Eric's newest book, The Leadership Equation, is available at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com and all major booksellers. Or learn more at LeadingResources.com.